teaching an anthill to fetch. Developing Collaborative Intelligence at Work. Author, Stephen James Joyce. Ants, and all other insects that live in colonies, appear to be hardwired to serve. By doing so, they ensure their survival. An anthill can survive and feed itself in some of the most hostile environments. No single ant knows how it all works, nor does it need to. Individually, ants are not that smart, but together they are very intelligent. The community that ants create and work to support is well equipped to cope with the challenge of change. In other words, the ant in the colony it belongs to is a good example of high-level collaborative intelligence, CQ. The elements making up the development of CQ are 1. Assumptions, 2. Perception, 3. Self-mastery, 4. Communication, 5. Connection, 6. Creativity, 7. Meaningful participation, 8. High CQ teams. Assumptions. The term collaborative intelligence was coined by William Isaacs in his book, Dialogue and Art of Thinking Together. He defines CQ as the ability to build, contribute to, and manage the power found in networks of people. The pressing issue is, how do we tap into the CQ we all need as individuals and teams to meet the challenges of the future? At the most fundamental level, natural systems, which we are a part of, are cooperative rather than competitive. As human beings, we express our collaborative intelligence in certain places, especially when we are placed in extremely challenging situations. Perception. There are three perpetual positions. 1. First position, looking through our own eyes. 2. Second position, stepping into someone else's shoes. 3. Third position, viewing the situation as if we were a disembodied eyewitness or a fly on the wall. The perspectives involved with each of these positions are simply perceiving habits. With them come habits of thought. The great news is that they can be changed and expanded with skill-building exercises. Self-mastery. The most important skills which make up self-mastery are 1. Perceptual flexibility. Perceptual strategies are evident in the way people approach life. Highly resilient people display strong optimistic strategies. They have the ability to turn practically everything that happens to some advantage. 2. Making meaning. A Native American elder once described his own inner struggles in this manner. Inside me there are two dogs. One of the dogs is mean and evil. The other dog is good. The mean dog fights the good dog all the time. When asked which dog wins, he reflected for a moment and replied, "The one I feed the most." George Bernard Shaw. 3. Emotional management. Our emotions provide us with the power to act and are an important source of self-nurturance. Our emotional response to a situation is directly related to how we perceive it. Emotional self-management is also closely related to self-esteem. 4. Mental models. In the practice of system thinking, changing mental models is considered to be the only way to eliminate a problem, rather than just solve it. Mental models are created out of beliefs and based on our assumptions. 5. Leadership and fellowship. Many companies are discovering the advantages of using bottom-up intelligence. This perspective takes the view that the people at the front line are in a better position to make decisions because they are closest to the changing environment. The bottom-up model also requires team members to have adequate levels of self-mastery. Without it, they will not be able to exercise their initiative when required. 6. Intention. Properly formed intention enables the creation of a well-formed outcome. Resilient individuals with high levels of self-mastery frequently achieve their outcomes. 7. Persistence. Persistence can be associated with stubbornness. Therefore, the important element of persistence is the use of judgment in choosing what to hold on to and what to let go of. 8. Alignment. Self-mastery relies on our ability to focus and, in turn, upon our ability to create alignment. Robert Diltz created a model that describes our lives as consisting of a series of levels. He called these the logical levels, and they are environment, behavior, capabilities, strategies, beliefs, values, identity, mission, spirituality, purpose. If there is a problem at the behavioral level, for example, to solve it, we must move to at least the capability or strategy level. we always need to move to an upper level to deal effectively with a lower level. 9. Self-expression. How we express ourselves affects how other people relate to us. If we have a critical and negative relationship with ourselves, there stands a very good chance of being translated into cynical, negative relationships with our colleagues. Such relationships cannot build resilient teams. Communication. All personal and professional relationships are built on rapport. Rapport is defined as a relationship of mutual understanding or trust and agreement between people. Effective communication cannot occur without it. Mode of dialogue consists of 4 elements. 1. Listening. As we listen to another person, it is so easy to add inferences to the things people say. When this happens, we are not hearing the other person, we are only hearing our inferences about what they said. 2. Respecting. The more significant the disagreement between people, the more important it is that the parties involved can respect each other's opinions. 3. Suspending. Suspending prevents participants from falling into certainty and to access their ignorance more effectively. It also helps them to broaden their attention to their aspects of the issue being discussed. 4. Voicing. To speak about something in the moment without knowing exactly what is going to come out can be a challenge. Finding our voice enables us to say something that is deeper and truer for everyone present. Connection. Communication is impossible without connection. Connection makes communication possible. Communication makes collaboration possible, which further enhances the state of connection. Connection is a fundamental principle of all living systems, and this includes all those that make up human society. Creativity. The process of adapting and responding to change requires a generation of new creative solutions, and this demands creativity. In this particular game, the price of failure is extinction. Companies and teams keep adapting to the changing environment. Highly effective companies will be those that have put great thought into the design of their teams. CQ should be a major consideration for those of us involved in creation and emancipation of functional teams. Meaningful participation. Everyone likes to think that what they are doing matters and that their contribution to life makes a difference. This is the essence of meaningful participation, making a difference. By definition, CQ involves meaningful participation. Intelligence that emerges as a result of collaboration must involve participation. The challenge comes when we try to achieve daily meaningful participation. In the flurry of getting things done and meeting deadlines, it is easy to lose sight of the big picture. At this time, it is useful to stop and ask ourselves, what am I assuming about my part in the system? Building high CQ teams. Developing the CQ of teams requires that we look closely at how we interact with each other. One of the most effective ways to accomplish this task is by developing team members' ability to coach each other. Coaching develops the team's ability to learn from and contribute through each other. We refer to this approach as multidimensional. Organizational structure and management accountability taken to one side. The actual process of performance coaching consists of essentially the same process whichever direction it is conducted. Whether we are working inside a small team, in a non-profit organization, or in a large multinational conglomerate, dealing with change is the ongoing challenge. Change forces us to adapt. When groups of people adapt and respond collectively, incredible things happen. This is where collaborative intelligence becomes vital.